Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. As for tonight and tomorrow night, the shows down on Broadway will go on.
I am not throwing away my shot.
But come Thursday morning, unless the Musicians Union comes to terms with the Broadway League, some shows might not get a shot or a score. The Musicians Local has set a deadline for a strike effective October 23rd. Both headed to mediation tomorrow. But if there's any breakdown, we're going to be humming this song. I've been practicing. Anyway, trouble on the Great White Way tops our news on this Tuesday. The most recent contract expired in August, and unless they figure out something, the outcome could be, dare I say, wicked. Mary Lynn Buckley leading the broadcast with the potential for Bright Lights, Big City, but no band.
Musicians working on Broadway say they're ready to strike immediately if they don't have a contract by Thursday morning. They're represented by the union Local 802 AFM, and they're going to start going into mediation by Wednesday. But if they don't have a new contract by Thursday morning, they say a strike will be happening, but they're hopeful that they can reach an agreement before that. For the past nearly 2 months, Broadway musicians have been working without a contract. It expired on August 31st. And if a strike does happen, the shows impacted will include Chicago, Book of Mormon, Gatsby, Hamilton, Hell's Kitchen, Lion King, Mamma Mia, and many more. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, we know Broadway is important to you folks. That's our livelihood, quite frankly. We'll keep you posted on things down there. At least one mayoral candidate has weighed in. Zoran Mamdani says he's with the union, saying Broadway actors, musicians, and crew make New York the cultural capital of the world. Their health care is on the line, and it's time for a fair deal that protects it. The NYC Republican chairs say we support Curtis Sliwa. Our party is behind him. It comes as Sliwa, the Republican candidate for mayor, keeps getting nudged to drop out of the race. This is what he had to say about it.
There's 14 days left to this campaign, and I'm running a 20-hour campaign out of a 24-hour day. Everybody has acknowledged that. So let's be very clear. I am not dropping out. Under no circumstance.
So that would be a no. But as Juliet Papa reports, there are some who say Sliwa doesn't have a real shot at Gracie Mansion. And if he gets out of the race, it would give New Yorkers a clean, undistracted slate once they get in the voting booth.
John Katsimatidis has urged Curtis Sliwa to step aside, says he could be a hero if he drops out of the race.
And it's not about being a Democrat, not about being a Republican. It's about being a New Yorker. We love New York. And we don't want to lose New York to a socialist.
Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman supports Sliwa.
But if he feels he doesn't have a chance, I think then you have to reflect and think what's best for the city of New York.
Blakeman says while he's had his differences with Andrew Cuomo for years, it's anyone but Mamdani. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, second debate, as we mentioned, between all three of the main candidates is tomorrow night at 7. New York One is hosting it. So a Capitol rioter was arrested last weekend for allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Court documents say Christopher Moynihan was picked up Sunday after some text messages where he reportedly planned to eliminate Jeffries. That is a quote when the top House Democrat spoke at an event in the city the following Monday, which would have been yesterday. Jeffries spoke at the Economic Club. Specifically, court papers say Moynihan wrote, "Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in NYC. I cannot allow this terrorist to live." He continued to write, "Even if I am hated, he must be eliminated. I will kill him for the future." Moynihan faces a felony charge now for making a terroristic threat. According to court filings, he'll be in court Thursday in Dutchess County. This guy was pardoned by Donald Trump 9 months ago, along with more than 1,500 other Capitol riot defendants who were granted clemency just hours after Trump returned to the White House. Prosecutors describe him as one of the first rioters, in fact, to breach police barricades and enter the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Mahmoud Khalil still challenging his deportation case brought by the Trump administration over his pro-Palestinian activism at Columbia. His lawyers asking the court to affirm previous rulings from a lower court that ordered his release and also found that Secretary of State Marco Rubio's justification for having the guy arrested was illegal.
The core of this case has been undisputed for 6 months. People in our government didn't like the protected pro-Palestine speech of a lawful permanent resident, so they detained him, sent him far away to Louisiana, and began efforts to remove him from the country while proudly warning others that they might be next.
That was ACLU lawyer Brett Kaufman, an attorney for the government, countered that the lower court judge overstepped his authority and that the case should be left to an immigration judge in Louisiana. Khalil is a legal U.S. citizen, married to an American citizen. He has vowed to continue advocating for Palestinians. In fact, he was recently permitted by a magistrate to travel across the country for rallies and other events, telling supporters this is about every single person in this country and their freedom of speech and their ability to dissent and speak up, he says. Back here from downtown, ooh, a little bit of fancy, as a stretch of downtown Manhattan will soon be named for an iconic artist who lived and worked along Great Jones Street for 5 years back in the 80s.
Welcome to Jean-Michel Basquiat Way!
Jean-Michel Basquiat lived and worked here at Great Jones Street and the Bowery.
I think Jean-Michel would be so happy. I think he'd feel so acknowledged and honored.
His sister Janine Herivo wants the legacy to continue shining. An example of that is artist Natterson St. Pierre, who is inspired by Basquiat.
His energy, you can still feel it. And as an artist, and I'm Haitian, and I'm creating like abstract work, so Jean-Michel Basquiat definitely inspired that.
Basquiat said he didn't think about art when he was working. He tried to think about life. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Down on Broadway, the orchestra pit could be silent soon unless the Musicians Union and the Broadway League can come to terms on a new contract.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
If not, not even the genie from Aladdin can produce a music score to fill the theaters. There's a mediator coming in tomorrow, but they're giving it until Thursday morning to come to terms, or else there will be no baton. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley following it all for us this afternoon.
Broadway musicians say they're ready to go on strike if they don't have a new contract by Thursday morning. And if they do strike, the shows in jeopardy would include Beetlejuice, Book of Mormon, Hamilton, Lion King, Wicked, Six, and many more. Broadway musicians have been working without a contract since August 31st of this year. They're represented by the union Local 802 AFM. They plan to go into mediation on Wednesday and are hoping to have a new contract by Thursday morning. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we'll keep following developments, folks. President Trump let him off the hook when he commuted his sentence, but some Nassau officials say, oh, no, buddy, you're not off the hook yet. You still owe those people their money you stole off their credit cards and funneled into your campaign.
We have to do justice to keep us safe.
Nassau County Democrat Seth Konslow, who is running for the county executive seat, is calling on the DA to make sure disgraced Congressman George Santos pays the $370,000 in restitution to the victims of his fraud.
We have victims who suffered at the hands of George Santos. Instead of them getting their money back and being made whole, restitution, they will get nothing.
Santos says he will pay if required by the law.
It's disgraceful.
The DA in a statement says she remains focused on prosecuting political corruption wherever it exists. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
On Truth Social, Trump wrote, quote, Santos has been horribly mistreated. Therefore, I just signed a commutation releasing George from prison immediately, adding, Good luck, George. Have a great life.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.